put the chicken in when they're small, you know, the after the hens hatched them, why, they'd always have a place to go in that hover, you know, with a little hole in it. We make them hovers.
Yeah. Right. Talking about chickens, when you fry a chicken, there's a piece that children like to get because
the drumstick. Oh.
Well, there's one, you know, that has two
bones. Fully
bone.
Yeah.
Why do they like
wishbone?
Wishbone.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
See, well, we're gonna get married first. You know, you get hold of one little girl, get hold of one. Your brother get hold of
one. Oh, is that
break apart, and then the shortest, and you gonna get married first.
I see. What about
us? Yeah, but you ain't got married yet.
Nope. I guess I lost most of the time.
You like Ricky?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
He said, "What do you mean by that?" Well, I say, "Ricky, you ought to get married." What is that anyhow?
What about is there one word that you use to describe the inside parts of a hog that
entrails.
You can the entrails?
Or guts.
But what about the parts, you know, that you can, that can be eaten, but aren't usually, you know, like the lights and all like that?
Yeah, lights and a lot of people, the chitlin, you know, that's really interesting.
You ever heard people call anything like that the haslet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the inside, inside part.
Yeah.
What about if you hear your cow mooing and all like that, and you look at your watch and it's getting kind of late, you might say, well, it's late, it's long about
milking time,
yeah. Or if they're hungry, it's long about
feed time.
What about if you wanted to call to your cows to get them to come in from the pasture, how would you call to
them? Soot.
Mm-hmm. Would it be the same thing if you had some calves out and you wanted to get them in? We sook calf or something like that.
Sook calf.
Mm-hmm. What about if you had some horses you wanted to get in from the field?
Usually, whistle for them. They come.
Whistle for horses. Mm-hmm. What about if you're plowing with some mules? If you wanted them to turn left or right, you'd say
G or haul. G to the right and left to the haul.
Uh huh.
You know, I had a mule one time that. You didn't have to have a line on her, and you say, gee, she moved over. She hauled that way.
You had that one trained.
And she was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Old Diner, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about if you had a horse hitched up to a buggy or something like that, and he wasn't moving, what would you say to him to get him started?
Lots of things.
For example,
well, I don't know a million one. It's a different thing you say about a horse when you go on a go.
Mm-hmm.
I say, get up.
Get up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about if he was
clucked in?
If he was already moving and you wanted him to go faster?
Well, I'd say, I may not hit with a buggy whip.
No, you would.
Mm-hmm. Or a line.
Of course, you want.
I say, get up, let's go.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if you wanted him to stop, you'd say,
whoa.
Mm-hmm. What about, any calls to pigs when you're feeding them?
They piggy.
Piggy.
Yeah.
What about chickens?
Chick. Okay. Well, shoo, when you want to get away.
I don't guess you know any calls to sheep, do you?
What?
Calls to sheep.
Sheep?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't like a sheep.
Okay. Well, talk about your horses. If you wanted to get them ready to go somewhere, you'd say you had to go out and...
Horse, mule, whatever I'm going to do.
Talking about plowing a field, if you were plowing with a team of mules, those things that you use to guide them, you call those the...
Lines.
Well, what about if you were riding a horse, the things that you guide him with?
Well, that's the...